Tell News Time 609. Triple Team Traffic, Ricky Meese is covering.
Well, generally, the story is southbound I-15, but not tonight. It's northbound I-15. What a drag. And that's going to be from basically the point of the mountain coming from Utah County. Slow and go all the way to the 6 South exit into downtown. A lot of festivities going on tonight, not to mention a game. So you may want to consider an alternate route, but it is a long, slow drive. Southbound I-15, still a little bit heavy and slow in spots from, I'm going to say, about 3900 south off and on to Draper. The East Belt also seeing delays southbound, and that's going around from Foothill to about 3900 south. A little bit of slowing northbound from Knutson's Corner to I-80. Joe Davis?
Let's talk about some other areas that are getting a little bit better. So if you're on I-80 going up into Park City, that now pretty good. In fact, the crash that was up there by Kimball Junction out of the way. 189 also, the crash that was on that stretch of highway now gone. So really at freeway speeds through all of that area, as well as down through Vivian Park if you're coming back into Provo. And then speaking of Utah County, if you're southbound coming down I-15, you'll see traffic now at about right equidistant to Thanksgiving Point down to 1500 North. Mark?
KSL traffic for Jay says I-15, Salt Lake City to Highway 89 Lagoon, moving well, and then it's not that bad into Fruit Heights, but it is still very heavy from SR-193 South Weber up to I-84. The rest of the commute up north is still a little bit slow. In fact, very heavy from Shepherd Lane in spots up to Roy, northbound I-15, and then southbound coming Riverdale to Clearfield as well. Don't miss the 3-day holiday piano sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Piano Gallery Superstore in Murray, it's the biggest sale of the year. 3 days only, I-15 and 53rd South. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mark.